You know, it's funny, Fred. I was just reading a letter that was drafted by some of the kids. Like Ethan Burroughs' mom, Kim, had sent me this letter that the guys were really concerned in the OHL when there was no hockey during the pandemic. And that's what you're referring to, of course. This will be our third strike at trying to conduct the show in Owen Sound. But owing to the pandemic, we lost two previous editions. Anyway, I read that letter about, you know, the players seeing some hockey being played in parts of the country and wondering if they should quit, should they keep skating, what should they do. And then I watched them play Kingston, the Owen Sound Attack, the other night. And I saw Ethan block a shot with five to go in the game. Fantastic. And I saw Julian Fantino with two unbelievable goals. And a lot of the big names played so well. And yeah, it's just really rewarding to see. And that's what we're looking forward to, is celebrating the Attack. And it's going to be a U-Sport game as well with the women in the afternoon and all kinds of grassroots toasting for 5 days up there.
How important is it to hit the grassroots? You mentioned the Attack, Ron, but there are so many levels that Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada serves and touches.
Well, it's definitely to shine a light. You saw, Fred, when we had our little media gathering about a year ago, and just to have some Chris Menard was out, and Theo Peckham. I stole from Theo. This is another story. Eli Palfreyman was the wonderful captain of the Ayr Centennials who passed away in September. He succumbed to some kind of a heart ailment. And I borrowed the line that they always attach to Theo Peckham, who has roots there, and that is, Theo didn't enter the fray, he was the fray. And I said, that's same for Eli Palfreyman, the captain of the Ayr Centennials. And yeah, you get all these stories. I mean, we had the show there, Hometown Hockey, and Kurt Malpe was on the broadcast. Mike Fuda, we had a lot of connections on Rogers Sportsnet. And that's what you find with this, and why it's so important, is this extended family that we become. Mike Fuda, you know, if I watch hockey last night, I watched Tyler Toffoli or Tanner Pearson, Jake Muzzin, sadly, on the shelf right now, but we had Drew Doughty on our broadcast last Saturday. These are all guys that Mike Fuda brought to first Los Angeles, but to the NHL. And just the great Dolly Miggs, I remember she attended that get-together that we had and scored one of the great OT winners when she played at Laurier, now coaching at Waterloo, and they'll be part of our celebration on the 21st. So, yeah, I think just an important thing to shine a light on what a great family it is. There's a lot of things, a lot of warts, you know, that get revealed over the course of time, but when you get right down to it, it's a great hockey family, and it's nice to celebrate it.
We're with Ron McLean, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, coming to Owen Sound January 18th to the 21st. One of the functions that you're primarily involved in is the hosting of the Music of Hockey at the Roxy this year.
And that's, you know, an annual tradition that Dave Bedini has really helped to curate. Stephen Stanley is a fantastic musician. M. Griner is going to be there. Ainsley Simpson is a fabulous Indigenous artist who will be there for the show at the Roxy. Rob Elder, Tyler Beckett, Rock the Choir, local sensations. It's just a fantastic part of the event. There's a hockey game. We do get together with Attack alumni and a lot of our Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada crew, which will include Wendell Clark and Darcy Tucker and Lanny McDonald and Cassie Campbell Pascal. They're our ambassadors. But the music, that Andrew Ferentz is going to have the Stanley Cup on hand. He won it, of course, with Boston in 2011. The alumni game's on the Friday. The concert at the Roxy will be special. There's also a banquet at the Bayshore on the Thursday with Ken and Ivanka hosting that. So what a week it is.
Ron, you spend a lot of time in the studio, but you've been in enough arenas over the course of 60-plus years. Is there a hockey song that makes you think, yeah, this is a hockey place?
That's a good one. Well, you know, I can't even recall why he fell from grace, but Gary Glitter did, and I think it was a scandal before you know, that was such a weighted topic for us. But Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter. I always remember being at the Oktoberfest parade in Kitchener-Waterloo, and the RMC military band, who was a pipe band, played that, Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll Part 2. For me, that's the one. There's a lot of others, but yeah, I would go with that one.
Last couple of questions for Ron McLean as we get ready for Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, which begins January the 18th and runs to the 21st in Owen Sound. You touched on the alumni game. You're a broadcaster, but you're also a fan. Have you ever been to a function where you get a tingle when you see an old name or an old face come back and play?
Well, Lanny's unbelievable. I don't know. He's not that much older than me. That's a funny thing, Fred. You and I both realize we're so old compared to the kids that play in the O now, but he is just, and Sittler's the same way. You know, they seem to have consumed from the fountain of youth, which is to do something you love. And I always remember the late Henri Richard was the same way. He won 11 cups and seemed to wear that glow with a youthful elegance to his dying day. So Lanny's, you'll get a kick out of watching him just fly up and down the wing, and he's still got a cannon of a wrist shot. Wendell Clark and Lanny Scare. It's funny, when we were in Kenora, Mike Richards, another Mike Fiuta star, his brother Matt is a goaltender, and he played in that alumni game, and I just remember him being kind of white seeing the power of Wendell Clark and Lanny McDonald's wrist shots. But those are two of the names that jumped to mind. And even, as I said, seeing, you know, friends, all the attack alumni who come back and play with us, to see the joy in the dressing room before the game with them will be probably one of the highlights of the weekend.
Finally, Ron, over the course of time, whether it's Music of Hockey, the banquet, the alumni game, the clinics and whatnot, the skating at the Scenic City Order of Good Cheer, which we'll be doing this year, what's your personal favorite aspect of the weekend, and what do you look forward to most?
Well, in the case of Owen Sound, I mean, it runs deep. Ryan Leslie also was there. I don't know, Ryan's got a lot of commitments going on that weekend with his hosting duties. Calgary plays Tampa as the matinee game, so hopefully Ryan can be in town on the day. But if not, he'll definitely package some features for us and be part of the celebration. But we've got, you know, great games. We've got such a story to tell. I mean, where else do you have Tom Thompson and Billy Bishop and Bill Hewitt and Ralph Cooney Whelan, and the list goes on, of luminary Harry Lumley. So telling the story of Owen Sound and just, you know, I always remember people say when you did that hometown hockey tour, we went to 160 places, and they say, what was the biggest surprise? And I had to say Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland, because I had no idea about that town, and it was three flights and a 90-minute drive to get there. And they won the Allen Cup that year, and they had a broadcaster who was equal of Foster Hewitt and Bob Cole do the team's games, the Cataracts. So Owen Sound is like that. You know, they have a Memorial Cup in a smaller market. They saved the team with a great story. There's just so many players connected to the community. That is, you know, probably going to be the... And the Order of Good Cheer rink, as you know, Fred, is one of the neatest stories of all. It's a century-old tradition that they had back then, where you could play hockey on the odd number days and you public skated or figure skated on the even number days. So I got thinking, if you want to have a celebration of hockey, you could do it on Halloween, Remembrance Day, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, but you can't do it on Valentine's. That's the one even number day that the figure skaters went out.
Ron, thanks for this, and we're looking forward, certainly, obviously, there's a great buzz in the city already. Looking forward to seeing you in January.
Well, that's thanks to you, Fred. Looking forward to it. See you then.